today, the Midwest forecast is still looking very good. A lot of people have attention to the higher heights that are being advertised in the second week of the two-week forecast and some ridginess that seems to be on the models here. But if you step back and look at the big picture, most of this is really not all that unusual for the first week in July. And it looks as though the model, even though has higher heights, it also suggests, though, that there's going to be an opportunity for some cooling to occur periodically as a cool front or two moves across the region and will set off a few showers and thunderstorms in the Midwest, even though the precipitation will probably be somewhat lighter bias than what we've been seeing in recent weeks, and this is going to be pertaining more so to the latter part of next week and on into the period from the 5th through the 12th of July. But during that period of time, we'll still see a couple of frontal systems that will pass through the Midwest, offering some shower activity and still maintaining a favorable environment, even though we'll still see some drying take place in the topsoil. And that's not unusual for early July. The key is keeping the temperatures from getting excessively warm and still offering enough precipitation periodically to assure that the subsoil moisture is conserved as we move closer to pollination. Well, the specifics of the near-term forecast are still as they were yesterday. Scattered showers and thunderstorms will occur in many areas across the Midwest as we move forward through this weekend. I think that the precipitation in the eastern parts of the Midwest will probably be lightest, and some areas will not do very well, and we'll already be seeing some of that net drying starting to occur. Rain totals by this time next week will only run a few hundredths of an inch, upwards to 3/4 of an inch in some of the eastern Midwest. This includes parts of Ohio and Indiana, and then the closer you get to the Mississippi River, the greater the rainfall may become. Northwestern Illinois, parts of northwestern Indiana, and some areas in Michigan, especially western Michigan, will probably see some greater amounts of rainfall, running more in the line of a half inch to an inch, with some local amounts upwards to an inch and a half. We do expect some heavier rains to occur in parts of Iowa and parts of portions of Wisconsin, where we'll see some 1 to 2 inch rains over the coming weekend into Monday. And we'll also see some scattering of showers and thunderstorms across portions of the eastern Dakotas and Minnesota, where we'll see totals running anywhere from a half inch to about an inch and a half. And all that will be associated with this very large upper level low pressure center that is expected to evolve across the eastern parts of the Canadian prairies. And that frontal boundary that's associated with that deep upper level low will move through most of the Midwest over the weekend into early next week. And as it does, it'll bring some cooler air southward and we'll likely see some high temperatures backing into the 70s across the northern parts of the Midwest, with lower 80s in the southern areas, and the coolest weather will be present during the middle to latter part of next week. We will see a quick warm-up, though, and temperatures will bounce back into the 80s and even some lower to a few middle 90s before the next frontal system pushes through the region, and all that will occur in the second weekend of the two-week outlook, and we'll see more shower activity, bringing a little bit of relief to whatever drying occurs during the middle to latter part of next week. For the most part, the Midwest weather forecast continues to look very good for the majority of key U.S. corn and soybean production areas, and it's not just confined to the Midwest. It's true for the Delta and the Southeastern states and also the portions of the plains. Some of the central U.S. hard red winter wheat country will see some additional scattered showers over the coming week, but the risk to the crop there looks to be much less than it has been, at least as far as the quality of the crop is concerned. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.